Klaus Schwab too, again, address elites as he joins the World Government Summit. By Simon Kent on February 12, 2023. From the snowy peaks of Davos to the desert sands of the United Arab Emirates, unelected globalist elites like nothing better than to meet and discuss their plans for a future world, designed, built and administered by them as part of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. The latest example begins Monday when World Economic Forum, WEF, founder and executive chairman Klaus Schwab joins the annual World Government Summit, WGS, 2023 in Dubai to deliver the keynote address. Just last year he greeted attendees at the Davos meeting of the WEF with a salute acknowledging the self-importance of those drawn to hear him speak and their role in shaping the world. The future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community as you hear in this room. We have the means to improve the state of the world, but two conditions are necessary, Schwab outlined. The first one is that we act all as stakeholders of larger communities. That we serve not only self-interest but we serve the community. That's what we call stakeholder responsibility. And second, that we collaborate. In Dubai, his keynote address at the World Government Summit continues that theme with the title, The State of the World. Tesla and Twitter CEO Elon Musk is also listed to speak, along with International Monetary Fund Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva, joining representatives from the banking and finance industries amongst 10,000 others flying into network under the overarching banner Shaping Future Governments. So too Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Director General of World Health Organization, WHO, who will discuss transitioning the world to digital healthcare. Nick Clegg, a former Deputy Prime Minister of the UK and now President of Global Affairs at Meta, will speak in Dubai about AI-augmented governance. Among the other high-profile speakers are Antonio Guterres, Secretary General of the United Nations, David Malpass, President of the World Bank, Ray Dalio, Founder, Co-Chairman and Co-Chief Investment Officer of Bridgewater Associates, Alan Schwartz, CEO of Guggenheim Partners, Hiroshi Mikitani, Founder and CEO of Rakuten, Christian Brook, President and CEO of Siemens Energy. Also, the summit will host a group of scientists such as the economist Esther Duflo and the chemist Dr. Roger Kornberg, Nobel Prize winners. The Gulf News reports the Emirates sees itself becoming the center stage of exchange of ideas and visioning for a world facing numerous challenges over the three-day meeting. It goes on to set out thousands of leaders, including 20 heads of state, 250 ministers, heads of 80 international, regional and governmental organizations will descend on the city to talk about the world today and in the future. The outlet reports there will be 220 sessions and 300 speakers, 10,000 government officials, celebrities and global experts from around the world who will discuss six key themes as Dubai hosts the region's biggest gathering of leaders in the post-pandemic world next week. The six themes to be tackled at WGS: accelerating development and governance, future of societies and healthcare, exploring the frontiers, governing economic resilience and connectivity, global city design and sustainability, and prioritizing learning and work. In his The State of the World main session speech, Schwab will speak about big changes awaiting the world economy in the future, and how governments can work together to face possible challenges and build a better future for societies. At last year's event, Schwab told the gathering the time has come for world governments to unite as one and tackle global problems such as climate change, trade, and economic disruption without hindrance or delay, as Breitbart News reported. Meanwhile, Musk, who is also CEO and founding chief executive and engineer of reusable rocket company SpaceX, will be on his second trip to the event. He last visited Dubai in 2017 for the WGS. Actor Idris Elba, who doubles as a UN Goodwill Ambassador, is also on the guest list. Elba was last seen taking the stage at the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos last month. The Fast and Furious presence, Hobbs and Shaw and the Suicide Squad star used the opportunity to proclaim Davos has become the de facto platform for governments, for corporates, for philanthropists, for activism, for protesters to mobilize quickly. Well, I am. Co-founder and member of the Black Eyed Peas turned investor, philanthropist, is also in Dubai, preparing to be part of a session discussing accelerating tech for policymaking. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.